Episode 67, Launching Zoom. That may seem a slightly bizarre title, but I must say, I always get a pleasure out of finding a solution to a problem. I had a client today, or yesterday I should say, who had macular degeneration to the effect that her sight was almost completely obliterated. She could only see very small amounts. And she wanted to connect with her church and with her sister. And so we were looking at ways that we could use action blocks on our Samsung Galaxy Tab 6 to see if that could be done by just touching an icon, a full screen icon, for her to launch away. Well, as it happens, I managed to find a way to do this through using Google Chrome browser, using a link for the meeting that you wish to come into, and then getting the action block, which is the audio connection with Google Assistant, to launch the page. And because it was an actual feed through, it would go straight into the meeting. Well, via pressing launch meeting, and then it would go. So there still is a little bit of action to go, but we're almost there. Certainly the major body of the work has been achieved, and the problem might be just now that she can just say that. Also looked into the various other controls, such as voice control, which is tricky for somebody with visual impairment because it splits the screen up into numbers, so you have to be numerate as well as able sight with good sight, so that isn't going to be an option. No, we just want this to work on a very large icon. It's sad that we can't change the size of the individual app icons, but you can by actually using magnification in accessibility. And so I set that up too, and maybe that's another method, because as you press three times, the whole screen expands large. Tap three times with a single finger and then move around with three fingers on the screen to see where you need to be. Visual impairment and accessibility for visual impairment is hard work for everyone, but at the end of the day, the rewards are great. And so when I present the solution next week, I do hope it will help her find her church and also her sister online and visible in a video call. Well, that's really it for today's episode of Podbeat Podcast, the Smiles Podcast. Do tune into our other episodes and look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.